this had to have been a tough decision, no question about it. I'm sure you'd love to hear him at Cook Community College, but boy, the new to be the new head coach of University of Nebraska Lincoln Rodeo team, that's pretty big, isn't it, Wyatt?
It is an exciting opportunity, but very, very emotional, and I'm going to miss Southwest Nebraska greatly. I'm very thankful to Mid Plains Community College and Southwest Nebraska for this opportunity as coach here and the support from our communities here, but very excited for the future and leading the rodeo team and for the University of Nebraska.
Tell us a little bit about that UNL rodeo team. I take it it's got to be a big group of men and women that are involved with this group, aren't they?
A little bit different of an aspect. I am moving on to a Big Ten college, but I do have a challenge ahead. Rebuilding the program down there, and it's working on some new facilities down there as well. So leaving our great facilities here to work on a challenge ahead and build that program up.
Are they looking to upgrade a lot there in Lincoln, Wyatt?
Yep, the next few years look pretty exciting to upgrade their facilities for the rodeo team there, and we do compete in the same region, so we'll be hosting rodeos in the same region as Mid Plains. So be good to see a lot of the same group, and we'll be tough leaving a great team we have here at Mid Plains this year for the 23-24 season. That's a very emotional aspect of it too, but I am staying on board to help host our Stampede Rodeo taking place in North Platte here in a couple weeks, help with the production of that, and then I will head down to Lincoln and get that program rolling.
Yep, I know we've talked before here at Media Day week and a half ago or so, and you had a good group coming in, good recruits that will go on, and you know darn well this group will have a good fall season right into the spring season as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got some great talent here at Mid Plains, and there's no doubt in my mind that it's going to be a great season for them, and I look forward to the whole season as well, getting Mid Plains started and wrapping up and moving forward with University of Nebraska.
And you mentioned being part of the Big Ten Conference. When it comes to Big Ten rodeo, are all the school, is there a rodeo once again divisioned at every Big Ten school?
No, the University of Nebraska and possibly Michigan State would be the only Big Ten schools with rodeo programs currently. But very exciting to be at a university in a 4-year school, and especially here in the state of Nebraska.
I take it maybe that's an area in the Big Ten Conference where they're looking at more schools, more of the Division I schools are looking to expand possibly in the future.
In the college rodeo aspect, we're divided up in the regions, and our region being the Great Plains region. And we'll continue to compete in that region and at that level, but it's exciting to have the aspect of the university school system.
Well, I take it Alki is going to help lead this group into the rest of the fall season and into the spring as well.
Absolutely, we've got great leadership to continue on.
Well, it's a great opportunity, Wyatt. We say congrats. Again, we're going to miss you around here, miss our talks. Got to know you a little bit more over the last couple of years, but just because you're going to UNL doesn't mean the interviews are over, okay?
All righty.
We'll be talking to you about your UNL team because folks will want to keep in tabs. I'm sure you made a lot of friends while you're here, and they'll want to know what you're doing in Lincoln as well.
I appreciate that, Rich. And yes, Southwest Nebraska is always home to me, and it's been such a great community to be a part of.